You are listening to The High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Elizabeth Scoggin, and joining me in the studio is Sam Knight and Sky Ronsted. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Good.
I've been here before, but now I'm here for a different reason.
Yeah, so I'm going to be interviewing Sky and Sam about the production that they're going to be in, Clue. So just to introduce yourself, Sky and Sam, could you just tell the people about you?
Well, I'm Sky Ronsted, and I play Miss Scarlett in Clue. And I really enjoy music and theater, and I'm really excited to be here.
I'm Sam Knight. I play Wadsworth in Clue, the butler. And I also enjoy music, and I also enjoy talking.
That's great, guys. So could you tell us about Clue and kind of what it's about?
So basically, if you played the board game, the story is just like the board game, except there's more murders. So people are invited to a dinner party. Like, for example, there's like Colonel Mustard, Scarlet, Plum, all those kind of people. And some events take place, to put it vaguely, and things happen.
Sounds great. So, Sky, how did the production come around? Because they're in Two Harbors, there's usually just one act in the fall. So how did we get a spring play? How did you organize that?
Well, I really wanted a musical or a play or something in the springtime because we just had one act, and after that season was over, there was nothing theatrical for anyone to do. So I went and talked to our principal, and I like lobbied for this cause, and he was all about it. So I had to go find a director, and then we just had to kind of get it together really fast, and somehow it's gotten to this point, and I think that's really cool.
That's awesome. So who's the director? Who's going to be helping you produce the play?
Keith Hersey is our director, and he is a paraprofessional at Two Harbors, and he was like a co-director in one act.
And he's super fun.
He is super fun.
That's awesome. So tell us, how can we go see the play?
So our performance dates are May 24th and 25th, which is a Friday and a Saturday. And I'm assuming the doors will open at 7 o'clock, or that's when it'll start.
Yeah.
So around 7 o'clock, there will be a price, but you can get tickets at the door, and we'll have more information on that later, I bet.
That's awesome. So, Sky, how long have you been acting and doing all that sort of stuff?
Well, I've been acting since I was really little, just in, like, little skits and plays around town. And then I've been recently acting at the Duluth Playhouse, which I really love. So basically my whole life, and I just hope to do it for the rest of my life. I love it so much.
That's awesome. And Sam, you were talking to us about earlier about how this is your first time actually having a role on stage. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so in ninth grade, I was in the pit orchestra for West Side Story, which was a lot of fun. I met a lot of cool people, and I'm really happy I did that. And I like to expand my horizons, so I thought, let's go for this and see what comes of it. So now I have a lot of lines.
Yeah.
I really do, and that's going to be a toughie to memorize.
So for people that want to start getting into plays or musicals or getting to music, like, Sky, what are some tips for, like, memorizing lines or, like, jitters and nerves on stage?
Well, every time before we go on stage, we always, like, get together in a little huddle and we do, like, a group breath together. And then for memorizing lines, I mean, it's kind of all on your own. You have to just do it yourself and, like, double down and just kind of read them a lot and just read them out loud and read them to other people and then just kind of try to get more of your lines memorized as fast as possible, I guess. I don't know. There's not really any real tricks. You just kind of have to do it.
That's awesome. Sam, you have anything to add to that?
Also, a lot of characters have accents. Like, mine has a British accent, and I'm still working on that, and I'm not going to demonstrate anything because I'm still not quite there yet.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. You'll see how it gets.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, guys. Thank you for coming in and interviewing with us.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll be right back on KTWHLP 99.5 in Two Harbors, Minnesota.